Hi there, and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I would like to give you an exercise that can help you to start overcoming some of your fears around public speaking. In fact, this is an exercise that could probably be used, and actually is used, for any of your fears. But because this channel is called Improve Your Voice, speaking in public is one of the biggest fears, glossophobia, in the world, that I wanted to just offer this up to you guys out there and see how you find it. Now, there's a voice coach who's been doing it a lot longer than me and who is very well respected in the world of acting and performance. Her name is Patsy Rodenberg, and she's written many books, and she also teaches at one of the finest acting establishments in the UK, Guildhall, or at least she did back when I was in London. And she wrote this book, Presence is one of them, and it essentially, she talks about presence being, you know, as you know, we are connecting our brain and body together, and how being in the moment can be achieved. So, I mean, it's especially useful for actors, but it really goes for anyone. And essentially, if we are someone who's kind of far too brash and loud and maybe not thinking and acting on emotions, we could be considered in the third circle. And if we were someone who's a bit too introvert and under-energized and maybe insecure, it's quite possible, in her analogy, would be in the first circle. And the idea through this book is to get you into a place somewhere in the middle, so you can listen and act in the moment, present. That's why the book's called Presence. It's about being mindful, and it's also about engaging with the world, being able to be your best and be able to perform, you know, at your optimum. And there's one chapter which is called Working with Your Fear. Now, it's a simple exercise that is a little way to introduce your body and mind to the ideas of your fears whilst you're not in a fearful situation. So rather than going out and trying to overcome your fears, and by doing it and going out and speaking in public to get the experience and maybe get out of your comfort zone, it doesn't work for everyone, and it's not always practical, because sometimes you just back that fear up and it becomes bigger. So what she's suggesting here is, if you can find a way of relaxing your body. So this in this book, she says to lay on your back, lift your legs up onto a chair, and maybe put a little pillow or a book behind your head, and start to do some deep breathing. Now, if you don't know any deep breathing exercises, you can look at my balloon breathing exercise on this channel. That will be closely associated with the way that she's asking you to breathe in here. And she wants you to kind of not go too much into your imagination, and she doesn't want you to fight any of the things you're going to do. Of course, if you read this book, and actually I'll leave a link to an Amazon one below for the book if you wanted to read it, it's very insightful. So as you're doing this deep breathing, you're able to take in, you know, the correct amount of oxygen. And this being in a situation, if you're in the second circle, allows you to connect with your emotions. And so the idea is that you talk out loud about your fear. You just speak. For example, I still have a slight fear of horses from when I was younger, and I still have it, and it's mainly because I'm not around them so often, and there's work that I need to do on that. Despite the fact that I was in Warhorse and I've met horses and I've been around them quite a lot, I still have an underlying fear there. And what Patsy suggests in this book is that you speak the fear and say what it is. I am afraid of horses, for example. And so by being in a safe environment, breathing deeply and being relaxed, you can start to connect and see how, by saying this, you feel. And I think the idea is that over time, if you are, you know, present in the moment as you say this, and you don't try to back away from it, and you don't try to overcome it, you just accept it. By doing this exercise over and over, the fear starts to dissipate and can actually just dissolve away. And so this is an exercise that I think you can use. What is it about public speaking that you're fearful of? Are you frightened that other people are judging you? Are you frightened that you're not going to get it right, that you can't articulate your ideas, your story very well? So you could do this exercise. So take a chair, not too high, or maybe a sofa or something. Lay on your back and put your feet up on that chair. Get a little book if you need to, or a small pillow, and put it underneath your head. Do my balloon breathing exercise. And just stay there for a few minutes, and then I want you to think about your fears surrounding speaking. And I want you to just take your time and connect with those emotions, with that fear, and say, I am frightened that other people will laugh at me, or I am frightened that I will trip up. I am frightened that my presentation won't go down very well. I am frightened that I can't speak. And whatever your fear is, just say it. Keep saying it. And try to be, like, stay in the moment. Stay present with it. Don't try and back away from it. Don't try and overcome the fear. Just accept it as it is. And see how, when you say that and continue to do this, oh, maybe over some period of time, maybe do it once or twice a day, and see how your emotions start connecting to it after a few times, maybe after a week, maybe even after the first time. But just see, it's an exercise, a practical exercise, and this is from someone who's very knowledgeable and who's been around performers and people who are public speaking for a long time. And so those are wise words and a little exercise that's practical. It costs you nothing to do, and that you can try for yourself. And if you're trying to better yourself, if you do have fears of public speaking, then this is something you can actually practically do. And it will work, because it works. If Patsy Rodenberg says it works, believe me, it works. But of course, you need to be in the right mindset, and you really need to take the time. And there's nothing better than going through the whole book, Presence, to fully understand. I'm going to go through other parts of this book as well at some point, because it's so critical to how we either run our lives or allow our lives to run us. And this is all about, you know, taking control and being present in the moment and accepting the world and being able to live and function at our optimum, as, you know, decent human beings, able to perform the way we choose to, as opposed to the way the world demands from us, or living by our insecurities and fears. Just a short video for you today, just a little idea that you can take on board. Go and check it out, Patsy Rodenberg, Fear. Try that exercise and see how it makes you feel. Do let me know in the comments how you found it, if you do this, and what you discovered, because that's what's interesting. Together on this channel, we can learn to discover. So if I put something forward to you and you try it out, I'd like to get some feedback, and maybe we can do some adjustments and change things and see what works, what didn't work for you. But with everything, consistency is key. Keep going at it. I'll leave a link to this book below. Thank you for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.